Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, guys, I don't know if you saw this news update, but have you heard of the man with the bionic leg?
No.
Oh, no. My goodness.
I remember the TV show.
What was that?
I remember the TV show.
Well, yeah, this is not the bionic man, Chris. This is the bionic leg, okay? He climbs up 103 flights in the tallest building in Chicago with this leg that it's like a special prosthesis. I mean, we have a clip. I want you to listen to this. Go ahead and listen up.
Okay.
Trouble climbing 103 flights of stairs with two legs. But can you imagine doing it with just one? Zach Vauder did it Sunday using a bionic leg, climbing to the top of Chicago's Willis Tower. It's one of the world's tallest buildings, and he did it to advance research in developing mind-controlled prosthetic limbs for amputees. Actually climbed the 2,100 steps using his limb. It's a thought-controlled prosthetic limb. Also, arms. These are becoming available commercially. The leg, though, Zach used is especially advanced. It's years away from being sold. It is still a remarkable thing to see.
A lot of people say that losing a leg is like losing a loved one or a part of your family. And you go through a grieving process through all of that. And it's a long process to psychologically overcome that and put that behind you and establish a new normal in your life and move on.
That's amazing walk.
Wow,
isn't it?
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing? And he's like, oh my goodness, this is not the $1 million man. Somebody asks, is this like the $1 million man? She's like, no, try several millions for this leg. And anyways, so mind-controlled prosthetic limb.
Wow.
And just the technology is thinking, my goodness, God, what you've blessed us with the ability just to think and create and invent. And now someone can climb up. Now, listen, when I go to the Bronx, I need a leg like that.
Yeah, I need a couple of those, right?
Oh, my goodness. I got two legs that can't make it up five flights of steps. This guy did 103 flights of steps.
Right.
You know, Maria, Chris, we're going to get us some legs. We're going to get us some legs. We need an elevator or some prosthesis. But when I think about him, I think about, you know, I have a cousin who lost a leg in a tragic accident.
Yeah, I remember that.
And you remember Matt?
Yeah.
And he has an awesome prosthetic leg that you can't even tell he has. Mrs. Balance. But God literally spared his life.
Yeah, I remember that. That was tragic.
Yeah, I mean, we really almost lost him. Mm-hmm. But he's a blessing. In fact, I remember when, you know, we were being called to come up into the Northeast, and God actually sends him down to confirm.
That's
he was our man calling us forth to come up to the Northeast. When he was one of the very, very first ones to know. And he says, man, you got to come. You got to come up to the Northeast. You got to come. You got to share what God is doing. And thanks, Matt. Thanks. But it's amazing the encouragement. You know, God says, listen, you can get over this. You can make it. You know, if you lost a leg, you lost a limb, you lost, you know, you're going through a trial in your life where you lose part of your, you know, the function of what you had. Let me tell you something. God can pull you through it. God can pull you through. There's nothing like having some sort of an injury to your body that really causes you to say, wow, you know, God, we're so fragile. We are just so, so fragile, and it causes us to slow down a little bit.
Yes.
You know. I remember when I had the flu one year, I would hear people talk about, oh, you know, the flu. I'm thinking, you know, it's a big deal. You got a cold. You know what I mean? And they'd be talking about how horrible they were until I got the flu one time.
Right.
And I got this flu. Man, I was out for an entire week. Now, I'm the type of guy, I don't like to slow down for anything. I'm like, you know, all systems go. I think we're all, you know, a bunch of us are wired that way. But I'm like, all systems go all the time. And it literally knocked me out of commission for an entire week. But when I laid there in the bed, I felt like someone just laid me across, you know, face down, and just went down from the bottom of my feet up to my head and just beat me with a bat. You know, just,
oh, gosh.
I was so sore and in such great pain. And just as I was laying there, I was, you know, praying and thinking, God, you know, I'm a young man and I'm going through so much pain. You know, bless those that are so much older. Help them during this time. You know,
right.
Imagine an elderly
person
getting sick.
That was a few years ago then, right?
Yeah.
When you were young?
Yeah, when I was young.
That was a while back.
Yeah, I'm going to see some grays here. I'm like, oh my goodness. There's one, there's three, there's two.
Wow, you
can
count them?
Right now.
Wow, amazing.
Well, I can't count anymore. But, you know, it helps us to have compassion.
Mm-hmm.
You
know,
something like going through something, it helps you to really have compassion for those that are suffering.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, Lord, I don't want to have to go through all kinds of trials just to learn compassion.
I know.
We need to be able to learn compassion by even just to see and to just, you know, slow down enough to really talk to people and find out, you know, what are you going through and what's that like and how can I help and listening with an ear that empathizes.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself in their shoes because that's going to allow us to be able to love on folks.
Right.
You know, and so exactly. When I see someone physically injured because I went through it, I'm kind of like, you know, can I help you with that?
Yeah,
pretty tough.
I remember it's about 10 years ago when I had that reconstructive knee surgery. Man, I was out for a while. I mean,
really?
I had any rehabilitation. I mean, it was rough. It was rough.
That's when you were younger?
Yeah, a lot younger. Yeah, man, it was so bad. I couldn't even kick a leaf off of the porch without falling out. I mean, it was bad.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it was bad. But, yeah, God brought me through, man. It was amazing. But, yeah, I have a lot more compassion for, like, this guy we just saw.
I know, right?
With the bionic leg, man. That's amazing feat.
Yeah, and he's still doing it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to move forward. No matter, as long as you have life left, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was Helen Keller that said, what's worse than being born blind without being able to see is to have eyes and still have no vision.
Oh, that's good.
You know, and it's like, look, don't, whatever your limitation is, whatever your hindrance is, whatever, don't let that be the defining thing that slows you down, that stops you from doing what God's called. As long as you have breath, as long as you're able to function, as long as you're able to think and read your Bible and abide, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God can help you. You can do great things for the Lord. It's there's more to come. There's more to do. So I think that was an amazing and inspiring, you know, segment there because it just says, listen, we can do this. We can move forward.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.